Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it's been a week since President Trump ordered military strikes on a Syrian airfield, and because of that, some of his most vocal supporters have turned into his harshest critics. Among them are libertarian and far-right voters who say they voted for Trump because of his America First, non-interventionist policies. People like Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, radio host Laura Ingraham, and political commentator Ann Coulter. Now, in a column in 2001, she said about the Muslim hijackers, "We should invade their countries, kill their leaders, and convert them to Christianity. We weren't punctilious about locating and punishing only Hitler and his top officers. We carpet-bombed German cities. We killed civilians. That's war, and this is war." But recently, Ann Coulter said this.
It would be insane to go in and come out against Assad. He's the one fighting ISIS and al-Qaeda. We always go into these things. We get nothing out of it. We spend trillions of dollars. Americans die. Most of the rest of the world are savages. And we're always coming in at one point in the bar fight and propping up the loser. The whole point of the Trump campaign was America first, put America first, make America great again.
All of which Justin Raimondo applauds. He's editorial director of the online publication antiwar.com, a website dedicated to anti-war and non-intervention policies. He joins us from Sebastopol, California. So, Justin, you voted for Trump.
I voted for him, yes. And I kind of, I wrote about him a lot in a sympathetic way.
Why? What was attracting you?
Well, his foreign policy. He was saying, let's not go into Syria. In fact, there were 8 different tweets where he was saying some version of that. And he was very, skeptical of NATO, which I found refreshing since the Cold War has been over, though it seems to have started again. So, the whole idea of America First, which, of course, brings back the old anti-interventionist, the America First Committee, which opposed U.S. entry into World War II.
And now let's address that, because they've been criticized, that America First isolationist, those who were opposed to America going into World War II. History has not looked fondly on them.
History is written by the liberals. I mean, look, World War II was a major mistake, as far as I'm concerned. Hitler and Stalin could have destroyed each other, and then we would have been spared the Cold War.
Okay, so people really get a sense, Justin, of where you are coming from. And where you were coming from when you were supporting Donald Trump, and you were mentioning that Donald Trump had sent out tweets. You mentioned one to us from August 2013. If Obama attacks Syria and innocents are hurt and killed, he and the U.S. will look very bad. There are other tweets people are familiar with where Donald Trump was saying to then-President Obama, hold your powder, do not attack Syria. And now this change. What have you been thinking watching from the sidelines?
Well, it's very clear. What's happening is that this whole, Russophobic hysteria that is sweeping the Democratic Party, and that now, of course, we have a spectacle of a neo-McCarthyite campaign that is trying to tie Donald Trump to the Russians. And they're actually saying, he's a Russian agent. Of course, there are two congressional committees which are looking into this, supposedly. And so, of course, it's domestic politics. Donald Trump, is attacking a Russian ally, Assad, to prove that he is not a Russian agent.
You think that is what is going on? You think it's because there were questions about associations between his campaign and Russians? You think that's why he's being so critical of Russia's role in Syria now?
Yes, I do. You may find that, amazing, but there's no such thing as foreign policy. There's only domestic policy. So people do, on the foreign stage, what benefits them at home. Politics trumps everything. And it really has nothing to do with facts on the ground. For example, what is the evidence You know, but Assad actually dropped sarin on, you know, these innocent civilians in Syria.
Well,
I mean, there is none.
Well, there's a lot of film of poisoned children.
There is a lot of film taken by people on the ground who are opposition activists. And they've done this before. I mean, how many times have we heard about this?
Well, wait a second. There's two things here. There's whether or not you believe that the event even happened, or if there's some kind of false flag here going on, or whether or not you believe that something did happen, but that doesn't mean that the U.S. that it's the best idea for the U.S. to intervene. So you're saying, Justin, that you don't think that maybe even Assad's government attacked his own people?
Well, usually what we do is that we, you know, have the evidence and then we take action. I mean, you know, even during the Iraq War,
the evidence was flawed. There wasn't evidence, as it turned out.
There was evidence, but it was fake.
Yeah.
Now it's been reversed. First we bomb, then we come up with the narrative.
Well, what do you say to Donald Trump's, President Trump supporters, and there are many of them, who say, look at those faces of those children. Something has to be done. A statement has to be made.
Yeah, it's always about the children, isn't it? Save our children. Look, this is just common war propaganda. You know, fool me once, fool me twice. How many times are these people going to be fooled?
Well, people might say the same thing to you, Justin. Why were you so willing to believe that Donald Trump would be, you know, an isolationist, a non-interventionist? He had absolutely no track record.
Well, he got up there and said, you know what? We were lied into the Iraq War. People voted for that, and that is significant.
Well, he hasn't started a war yet. He made a strike. Where do you think it goes from here, and how vocal will you be?
I mean, every time he makes a false move, I'm going to be vocal, and I'll be mobilizing his own supporters against him.
That's Justin Raimondo, editorial director of the online publication antiwar.com. They are devoted to anti-war, non-interventionist opinions. Justin, by the way, what are you hearing from people who are still supporting President Trump?
Oh, I mean, all the people on my Twitter feed, and there's like 22,000 of them, are like totally against it. They're totally, totally bewildered by this and angry.
Justin, thanks for talking to us about it.
Anytime. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. I really appreciate it.